The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Mesechet Menachot is Daf Peitet, and we're ready to go right at the top line. Hatzilut was used for the Todah. Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ma Talmud Lomar, Bashemen, Bashemen, Shnei Pa'amim. Why does the Torah mention the word Bashemen with every mention? Of course, we spoke about this before. But how do we get the Chatzilug? I'll tell you. The Torah says to bring for the Zevach HaTodah, Chalot Matzot Belulot Bashemen, Rikikei Matzot Meshuchim Bashemen, and in the end, we're also going to be derish the third mention of Shemen in the Pasuk, which we don't do yet, V'solet Murbechet Chalot Belulot Bashemen. Now, each one of those is one of the three types you will recall of the Matzah, of the non-Chametz, and then we also have the Asara Lechem of Lechem Chametz. But the two mentioning of Shemen right at the beginning that came together with the Chalot Matzot Vululot and the Rikikei Matzot Vishuchim were for what purpose, says Rabbi Akiva? I'll tell you, because Ilo lo nemar ela b'shemen echad, let's say what it said b'shemen, so I would have said Eiti Omer, Ariyo kekola minachot, look, all it's saying is to treat it like a classical mincha. How do you treat a classical mincha? The proportion is always one luk per isaron. So here too, but now that I repeat myself, and I write once again Bashamen, Achshav Shekatuv Bashemen, Bashemen twice, we now have a dual ribui, Havi ribui achar ribui, Vein ribui achar ribui, Yelo lemait, and that means that we should lessen the amount that we would normally bring with one Bashemen into half that is now split into the two Bashemen, so to speak. And therefore, Miato HaKatuv, the Torah took that lug and broke it down to a chatzilug. I understand what you're talking about. There's no riboy achar riboy. You said if it said it only one time, then I would have said the one time was the norm. Okay, now it says it two times, so it's adding to the norm. Where do you get a riboy achar riboy? You didn't even say it right. Where's this riboy achar riboy? Chad riboy. You've got one pasuk that tells you to bring shemen. That's normal. So I would have said that's normal. And then you add additional shemen, so double the shemen now. Maybe you bring two lugin. Where do you get the riboy achar riboy? Sorry, okay, I said it wrong. Let's see, what I meant was, ilu nenema b'shemen kolika. What do we need b'shemen for? If you're telling me there's matzot and these matzot are belulo, you're talking about rikikei matzot mishuchim, you got to tell me b'shemen. This is a classic way in which we describe the menachot of the machabat, as I know it's b'shemen. So what do I need mentioning b'shemen for at all? That's the point. So hayiti omer, areihu kechol ha-menachot, which means that it would be a lug. Achshav shenema b'shemen b'shemen. Indeed, it's a ribui achar ribui. We have two ribui. Main ribui achar ribui, elo lema'it, which means miyadu akatov l'chatzi lug, and the lug now is split into half. Now, you might think that this chatzi lug should be equally distributed between the three types of chalot, the chalot, and the rikikin, and the rivuchin, the rivucha. Ah, but see, it says again separately, the shemen butisolet murbechet chalot belulot bashamen at the end of the pasuk. Now, what is that for? She'ein tamud lomar. I don't need that at all because that follows the typical rivucha on the chavitim, and there it said bashamen. So now, what do I need it for? That must be a ribui. Riba Shemen L'Ravicha. What it's telling me is that when it comes to the Revucha, add beyond what you normally would have thought. What would I normally have thought? I would have thought, if you told me Chatzilug, you have lessened now the amount. This is given now to that grouping of Chalot. So over here, I'm going to split it three ways. No, you split it two ways. So you take that, maybe Chatzilug Shemen, and now you split it. On the one hand, half of it goes to the chalot and the rikikin. The other half goes to the revucha because of the additional ribui for the revucha. Omar la Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Akiva, very nice. You could keep this up all day and all night as far as I'm concerned. Keep talking about your ribuis and your shemens. It's all, I ain't paying attention. I have no interest in this. Because it happens to be that there's a halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai linking three halachot. And that is, I was mekabel, chatziluk shemel le'todah, revi'ik shemel le'nazir, and achadasar yom be'nida le'nida. Now, not from any psukim, not from any logic. Those are the halachot. Now, there's a question as to whether is he arguing. Rashi and Nida says, well, over there, of course, it's focusing on the Echadus HaYom Shebenida LeNida, which I'll explain in a moment. Rashi there learns that he isn't really being clear. Like he's just saying it's not a pasuk. Don't try to find a pasuk for it. It's halachot l'meshem Sinai. The pasuk is talking about other issues. Here Rashi learns that indeed he's arguing, and he's saying that this is equally distributed, because we're not darshaning bashemens and bashemens. The Echadus HaYom Shebein Nida LeNida is simply a question of at what point is bleeding considered to be typical nidot, and at what point is it considered to be out of range of menses, and it becomes now zivot. So the halacha is that there's a cycle of 7-11. In other words, you have 7 days in which, from the onset of any bleeding, which is assumed to be menstrual bleeding, starting from the beginning, because the whole complicated sheet of the Rambam here, in which is an ongoing 7-11 relationship from the onset of menses. But in terms of the halacha l'maisa, whenever bleeding begins, the next 7 days, any further bleeding is part of menses. After that, the next 11 days, any bleeding during that time is considered to be zivot, with all of the dinim of the karbonot, if there's three, or needing shivanikiyim, or yom keneged yom for 1 or 2 days of bleeding, and so on. So that is without any logic. That's halacha l'maisa b'Sinai. Then we continue on, and we say that when we're using the lug, we use the lug for all types of menachot, and that's the standard. We don't have to start explaining to you what it was that I do with the lug. I was modei l'kol menachot. Now, as usual, we have here the wrong opening, because what we're really interested in getting to is the part of the Mishnah that discusses the very important machloket about what the shiur of a mincha that is more than one isaron is. You'll remember that according to the Tanakama, afilu mincha shashishim isaron, noten la shishim lug. So then the lug hayamoded lekol ha-menachot. That's certainly true, but we have to go on to say, afilu mincha shashishim isaron, noten la shishim lug, because it's all rated for isaron. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov amar, afilu mincha shashishim isaron, in la ela luga. There's only one isaron, one lug per mincha, no matter how many isaron there are. Shneimar la mincha v'lok shaman. Now that pasuk la mincha v'lok shaman appears in the pasuk of a mitzora ani. The problem is, now the mitzora ani, just to bring you up to speed here, the mitzora ani means that because he can't afford to bring all three korbanot from animals, he has to bring an oil and a chatat and an asham. The Torah allows him to bring the oil and a chatat from birds, so he brings it over there, and the asham he still has to bring. With each of the three, if he were rich, he would have brought the nesachim. Now that he swore, there's no nesachim with birds, so he brings only the nesachim for his asham. And by the way, the nesachim for an asham are unique here, because normally an asham doesn't require nesachim, but because he's a mitzora, we bring Nesachim with his Asham as well. Now, the issue in this Pasuk is, by the Mitzora Ani, is that there seem to be contradictory indications of the Pasuk as to how to use it as a model. Because on the one hand, we do have the model that was mentioned in the Mishnah by Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and that is, it says, Beferish la mincha v'lok shaman. That means one lok shaman per mincha, no matter how big it is. However, the Tanakama argues, and they said, no, it's for Isaron. But that's because in the Pasuk, there's also an indication that it's for Isaron. Because it says in the Pasuk of Isaron Solat Echad Balul Bashemen, which is Mashma, that Isaron Solat gets Balul Bashemen Log Shaman. So it's Log per Isaron. Now, what we want to do now is get into the drashas of the Pasuk to see what the logic is that Darshan it that way or the other way. So we begin with the Braita that talks about what it says in the Pasuk. Tan Rabbanan b'mitzora anitiv. It does say Isaron Balul V'Log. Now, that's not quite true because it's not what it says. It says Isaron Solat Echad Balul Bashemen. The log shemen. We're ignoring that word lamincha, and we're putting the log shemen back on the isaron. And that, of course, was a tanakama. Limed al isaron, that every isaron ta'un lug. And that is divrei chachamim, which is consistent with the sheet of the chachamim in our mission. Come along, Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in our mission. Now, omrim, that's not true. Afilu mincha shashishim isaron only gets one log shemen, because the correct way to read it is lamincha v'log shemen. Now, of course, we're going to have to explain how each one relates to the other one's diak. Is it a isaron v'log, meaning one log per isaron, or is it mincha v'log shaman? That is, one log shaman per each mincha, no matter the size. And the reason that we take shishim esronim instead of a million esronim is because, as we saw, a mincha has to be ru'uya for blila, and the maximum shear of ru'uya leblila is 60 in one container. So that's the maximal size of a single mincha. But you'd only bring one log shaman. Obviously, you'd have to add water, But, I mean, the water anyway is never mentioned.
We add water
just because that's the only way to make it. So the 60 would still only have one more. And I'll tell you how I know. I know it because of this pasuk. Look what it says over here with that mitzora ani, and tell me that it's not a good model. It says, Isaron solat echad balul bashemen lamincha velog shemen. What is that supposed to mean? Lamincha velog shemen. Wouldn't it have said lamincha? Just throwing in this lamincha velog shemen to tell me every mincha gets a log shemen, period. And I don't care how big that mincha is, it's a din in the mincha, it's not a din in the Isaron. So had I left out that word lamincha, so the pasuk would have read very typically, Visaron solet echad balul bashemen velok shemen. But if you throw in that word limincha, then I read it limincha velok shemen as a general rule. That's coming to tell me not to prorate the oil to the number of esronot. The other way of reading that pasuk is actually the exact opposite. You think to yourself, why does the Torah have to tell me that the typical, which I know from all over, every other example of the minchat nesachim, Isaron solet echad balul bashemen, right? Forget about the word lemincha. That's what the Tanakhama held, Divrei Chachamim. Which means that the Chachamim are using this model in exactly the opposite way. It is Isaron for log. That's the point. Whereas Rabbi Nechemi said, well, why not read it lemincha v'log? It's a log per mincha, not per Isaron. So how do they make the determination of which part of the pasuk to be medayikin? So what would Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov do with the fact that it relates an Isaron balul to log? What do they do with that? Forget about the mincha. Look, we'll explain, obviously, we're going to have to explain how the Tanakhama explains away the fact that it writes the mincha v'log shana. But what exactly do they do with the Isaron balul balul? Well, they said, what do you mean? What do I do? I don't have to do anything. I'm using that for what the pasuk is telling me. Obviously, the pasuk is saying, bring a minchat nesachim. The Kamar Achmana, do the standard thing, you know, bring Chadi Saron. So, you know, where do you see that there's a place for drasha? The only drasha that you can see in the pasuk is throwing in that word lamincha together with the Lord Shaman. That's the only thing that's inexplicable. I mean, everything else is very straightforward. It's telling you exactly what it means. Bring a standard minchat isaron and lug for the mitzvah. No, say the others, says the Tanakhama, the Idach. What do you mean? Legufe letzarech? What do I need a pasuk to tell me the size of the minchat isaron? I already have an entire parsha of what happens to a mitzora who can afford his karbanot, okay? In that parsha, it says, bring three karbanot together with three esronot. Now, the ani, we took off two out of the three. Last I heard, 3 minus 2 equals 1. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that 3 minus 2 equals 1. What are you talking about? It's coming to tell me exactly what it says. It doesn't have to tell me what it says. Because since Vinigalei Rachman Agabi Mitzora Ashir, Shlosha Korbanot and Shlosha Esronot. No. So if you take off two out of the three and you're left only with one of the Korbanot, he doesn't have to bring a behema for an Ola, a behema for a Chatas. He's left only with his Osham. And instead of the behema, he brings the pair of birds, Achat Lola, Achat L'Chatat. So if you have one carbon left, that leaves you with one Isaron, the Ida. And Rebbe Eliezer says, no, that isn't true at all. Yitzchak, I certainly do need to know this, because Salka Dait Chamina Ova Chosra Chamana Alei Latuyba Da'alut. Look, the Torah is not treating this man in the way that it treats a regular Bitsara. It's saying, since he's a poor man, so it's making special allowances. The special allowances is you can get away without bringing your oil on your chattas behema. So how do I know that if the Torah is making allowances for someone, that it's not going to make allowances to let him off of the additional nesachim? I'll do without nesachim. I mean, look, a typical usher doesn't have nesachim. It's a unique situation. So why not let him off completely? That minchat nesachim. So that's one thing. So since the Torah is allowing him anyway to get away with murder, and he's able to bring now only birds instead of behemot, so maybe he doesn't have to bring a minchat nesachim at all. What do I need a mincha for? Therefore, don't tell me I would have figured it out on my own. I wouldn't have figured it out on my own. So the part that it says about Isaron solet balul bashemen, there's nothing extra about that to serve as a model. The only word that's extra in this pasuk is la mincha v'log shemen. That's the model, and that tells you that it's per mincha alok shemen and not per isaron for log shemen.
I just want to clarify,
from the Isaron. We're making 10 mitzvahs, is that what we learned?
Oh. No, we're not making 10. We moved far away from all of that. We are now talking about the Nesachim of a Mitzvah Ani. How did we get to talk about the Minchas Pesach of a Mitzvah Ani? Because we have a strange pasuk. And the strange pasuk is serving as a model for the relationship of the amount of oil to the Isaron. The only problem is, there's a machloket about how to use it as a model. Why? Because there's a contradiction in the pasuk, essentially. The pasuk is talking about Isaron solet balul bashemen lug, but then it says mincha lug shaman, which of course leads to opposite conclusions. If it's Isaron lug, then that's telling me that's a standard proportion. Now, standard proportion only, of course, if this pasuk is not needed for itself, which is what we're arguing about now. But assuming the pasuk is not needed for itself, and it's coming to tell me that this is to serve as a model for all menachot. What's the motto? Isaron lug. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov in the Mishnah, here together with Rebbe Nechemya, holds no, on the contrary. The motto is mincha the lug, which means I don't care about the number of esronot. I only care about the fact that this is a single korban. If you are, now move out, move away from the mitzvah. If you are an individual who wants to donate a mincha, and you're going to donate the maximal size mincha, which is shishi misronot. So there's a big machloket over here. Do you add 60 lug of oil? That's expensive stuff. Let me tell you that olive oil now. So if you need 60 lug of that, you know, you go bankrupt. Yeah, I mean, but according to the Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, you don't need 60 lug. You need one lug for the whole thing. It's just the question of how to learn it as a model. So the issue revolves around is whether the word mincha is the only thing to darshan here, because it truly seems to be completely out of place. La mincha, velo shamanam. Of course, la mincha. You just said Yisaron Solet, but what else is an Yisaron Solet? Not a mincha. But the question is, does the Yisaron Solet itself, is it an extra? That's what we're looking at now. So if there's no need to mention it, because any time that you bring an Yisaron, the carbon is sachem, minchas is sachem, it's always an Yisaron. So then it is indeed extra to tell me, use me as model, hello. But if I wouldn't have known it, there's nothing that indicates that it's flagging me to use me as a model. So the question is whether I could take seriously the suggestion that since the Torah was already considerate of this man, allowing him to get away with his oil and his katas, then if I hadn't been told otherwise, I would have dreamt that God would be forgiving and would leave him off of his nesachim as well. Therefore comes along the pasuk to say, no, that he's got to do. In which case, it's not extra what flags you as being extra. Whereas the Tanakhama says, whoever it is, such a thing. Only fools have those kind of dreams. V'idach legamri lo ashkechan. You never find that the guy is left off completely. There's always, I mean, we can exchange a karma be'ema for an oath, but where do you see that? Because of dalut, we cancel a chiyuv completely. If there's a chiyuv of nezachim, there's a chiyuv of nezachim. This is a be'ema. It's an asham. This is the third of his karbanot that he's not left off of.
What did he turn into birds?
He didn't turn into a bird, but his oil and his katas did. The bird still has his ashram. That was the 3 - 2 = 1 suggestion. So, legamri lo ashkan. Now, of course, the Rabbana and the Tanakhama, they have to explain why that word, la mincha v'lo kshamin, doesn't flag you down. Because it sure stands out like a red flag. So, hi, la mincha v'lo kshamin, my avdile. That's something else. That's coming to tell me that there needs to be a minimal shiur of a mincha that goes together with a lug shaman. Meaning, suppose a guy says, arei alai mincha, and he doesn't say how much. This is coming to tell me there's a minimum size of mincha that is defined by the Torah. What is that? Mincha that matches a lug shaman. Yilo yifchot midavar hata'un lug shaman, my niu yisaron. So that comes to tell me that this is the minimal shiur of a mincha. Says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, did we ever say not like that? Why does that change anything? The fact is that minimal shear is still telling you, la mincha v'lo kshamin, isn't it? You're saying, but it's coming to tell me that the minimum shear is a mincha that matches the luk shamin. Fine, but it's also telling me that whatever the mincha is a luk shamin. There's no contradiction between those 2 points. And since it means both of those things, why does that explain away the red flag? So what it boils down to is only whether the other drasha is meaningful, which is Isaron and Luk Shaman. And about that, we've already explained. We don't see that as being meaningful because there's no flag here at all. I need that to tell me the din of Minchat Nesachim. So it all boils down to the question of whether we would have thought on our own that there's no need for the Minchat Nesachim of Mitzora Ani. Now, We continue on to say that we have Chatziahin, which is Shisha Lugin Lapar, Rivi'itahin La'ayel, which is 1/3 of 12, which is Arba Alugin, and Shlosh Alakevis, which is Rivi'itahin, and Rivi'it of 12 is 3. But, of course, what is the makar of the relationship between the measurement of the hin and the lug? We're assuming that a hin is 12 lug, and then everything follows. So, minola. Well, it says, v'nizkehem chatzi ahin yeh lapar. And look, if it's a given that a hin is tresar lugin, avian, how do I know that? Ah, that I know from shemen zayatin. On the one hand, the Torah gives the measurement as a hin. And on the other, it's a shemen mishchat kodesh yezeh liladorotechem. And, I mean, pointing to the zeh has got to be telling you something. Is when you say zeh, you normally don't refer to things unless they're in front of you. We're saying zeh. Now that means that that word zeh is a replacement for the word hin. The shemen mishkat kodesh will always be zeh, which means that it has to be measured by 12. Zeh begematria treisar havyan. And therefore, of course, this is a link to the other meaning of zeh, which means that the shemen hamishka was always zeh. Because if you have a changeable quantity, how can you say zeh when you're talking to someone across the generations? So therefore, what it means is that it relates to the quantity. Obviously, we don't take every zeh and darshan as a gematria. But if you're trying to tell me, look, the Shemen HaMishka never changes. You keep using it and using it, it's still the same Shemen HaMishka. Which, of course, we had before the discussion of how you make the Shemen HaMishka, because you make it in a way that makes no sense, since it all should have been used up together with the cooking of the Samamanim. It should have been absorbed into the Samamanim. So as the Gemara said over there, V'chizel abadonah, but this is the only miracle. That Shemen, anyway, was miyuchad. It didn't have... This is the general rule about Shemen, you know. Tov Shemi Shemen Tov, Shemen Shminis, beyond the Shiva of Teva. Therefore, we have the Chanukah, the eighth day. The 8 days of Chanukah now turned into a Shemen that doesn't burn out. We have the Pacha Shemen. We have the Shemen HaMishcha, and so on and so forth. We just had the Ner Maharavi, where the Shemen isn't used up. So the question of how much energy is actually buried in physicality is expressed by Shemen. That's the idea, and I wouldn't recommend making nuclear shemen bombs, but the idea is the same. So it was the Torah pointing out the interrelationship of the light that's contained inside of material. So that light, obviously, is a heck of a lot more than the simple chemical reactions you have with shemen. So shemen becomes that which we think about in terms of beyond the way that we usually look at the nature of our chemistry. So, yeah, miracle, exactly. That explains why the zeh is significant in this context to be Dorish as a gematria. It's not just we're picking it out of a hat. Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. Not usually. However, when an indication, such as a quantity, which means zeh, is being implied by something that isn't a quantity, then it has to be a pirish of a known quantity, which is here the yin, which means that the yin must be broken up into zeh. So once that's given, everything else follows, because then we understand it's the Revi'ita Chatzi and Revi'ita and Shlishita, and all follows automatically. The closing words of the Mishnah is that Shlosh HaMechts, a measurement for the entirety of the seven Neirot of the Menorah, that would equal Chatzi Lug L'Kol Ner. Now, how do we know that? Where does it say Chatzi Lug? You'll notice that it didn't mention that in the beginning of the Mishnah. And that confused Rebbe, remember, when he ended up saying, Ner Yisrael, you're right, I forgot all about the Ner. So, I mean, because there's no pasuk that says that. So where do we get the idea that there's a chatzi log l'chol ner? The Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk tells us that the din of the hadlaka ya'aroch oto aron uvanav me'erev ad boker. Now that me'erev ad boker is itself an indication of tenla midata shetei doleket v'olechet me'erev ad boker. This means that the amount of oil that is put into a ner has to be sufficient that on any night of the year, even the longest, it would burn from Erev Ad Boker. And there's also another meaning, which is that Avracher mi Erev Ad Boker means Ein lecha avodah shekishera mi Erev Ad Boker elezo bilvad. The only thing that is done during that period, that's a little bit of a machloket, what that period is, whether it means that the Adloka is actually after Shkiyat HaChama mi Erev Ad Boker, which is the way that many Rishonim learn, or whether the hadlaka was actually before even the akravat ha-tamid, but after the erev, nothing else is done. Of course, Tosfos here points out, when you say nothing else is done, means nothing new is done that is done the erev. Obviously, we're going to be doing a lot of new, we've got a lot of non-new things, in the sense of we're going to continue to burn avorim all night long. But those ravidas that we started before, we're going to do the trumat hadeshin right before the morning, but that's not in the erev ad boker. So in other words, it's sort of, I mean, it's a drasha that has to be understood in very specific ways. The big machlokes, Ramban, Rashi, Rambam, and the Tosfos as to what the din of the hadlaka, when the din of the hadlaka is. But in any event, getting back to our sugya, what's important to us, is what is that shir of the midah, shitei doleket v'olechet mi'erev ad boker? That is shiaru chachamim. The chachamim experimented and discovered that a chatzi lug is the shear that you would need for a long night, meyurtaviyat safra, from the evening until the morning. Now, how did they experiment? I mean, there's two ways of doing this. You could put in a lot of oil and see how much is left. It's a track what's left for what put in. And then you'd know how much you burned. Of course, you'd be wasting all the other oil because, as we said before, once it goes out, then the whole thing is considered to be unusable, both the tilot and the oil. So the alternative would be to put a certain amount of oil in, and as it's getting closer to burning out, keep adding oil, see how much you have to add. So how did they do it? Some say they started top down and subtracted what was left, even though that's wasteful. Others say that they kept adding. That's because of the svara that the Torah doesn't like us to waste money. And therefore, it's correct not to throw money around. So we start with a reasonable assumption. Let's say we started with a revius haluk, and we saw it wasn't enough, so we added. And we had to add until a chatzilug, and then we discovered a chatzilug. Whereas man yomer mimala lamata, the other man yomer is to start with more, maybe start with a log and see how much is left. That's because of another halacha, which is ein aniyut b'makom ashirut. It's inappropriate. Start playing games like that. You know, it's like the guy who pulls up to the gas station, you know, where he's got, he doesn't like the deal, so he says, give me 3 gallons. You know, I'll wait till I get to a gas station that's 5 cents less on the gallon. You know, I mean, come on. You're paying $100 for a tank of gas already. What's the nickel and diamond going to do with this for you? If you can afford to drive, you might as well bite the bullet. Okay, so that's the idea. Once you're in the Beit HaMikdash, you're burning dollar bills when you're burning oil. So, you know, do it right.
Is there a question about the tilos also?
You know, I mean, if we could buy oil for the same price, we'd buy olive oil.
Okay.
That's why they had to experiment. It was whatever the standardized wick was for the menorah, that was the correct light.
Summer, winter,
didn't they? They chose the longest night. Where's also I kept repeating. The longest night, long winter. Okay. Summer is short.
Yeah.
It's okay. You get confused in the robot. Summer, it's the day and night. The noise level's the same. And, you know. In Manhattan, the stars shine. Well, somebody did that for our air conditioner. Yeah. Oh, very nice.
It's not even hot.
Where's the air from? Where's the air?
It's more than from India.
Yeah. Straight Mount Van without any radiation.
That's the best air conditioner. Dr. Hale Commissioner.
Me'arvin, niskei parim, v'niskeirim. Now, the Mishnah is pointing out here a number of interesting halachot, one of which is the, once again, we're continuing to deal with the relative proportion of Isaron to Log. And another issue is the question of the individuality of the ingredient of the korbanot. So first of all, in terms of the proportionality, I mean, it's interesting that the par, which requires a chatziayin, and the ayil, which requires a shlishitayin, actually end up having precisely the same proportion, because you're going to have 3 lugim per isaron in a keves, because over there we have isaron echad lekeves echad, and there it's a revi'itayin. But over here, if you've got shlosha esronim lapar, and you've got a chatziayin, that's 2:1, not 3:1. And by the ayo, we've got 2 esronot, and you've got 4 lugim, which is the same relationship of 2:1. So then, for all intents and purposes, you can mix them because they would be exactly the same. But when it comes to niske kvasim, you've got 3:1, and therefore those cannot be mixed because then you're not going to have the proper bilila. So if you bring these separate minachot and you throw them all together and put them on the mizbeah, so don't mix them. Marvinis Keparim and Niskei Elim, which are exactly the same. And you could mix Niskei Kvasim with other Kvasim, let's say Yochum Shalsibor, that's okay. And you can mix Kvasim of today with Kvasim of yesterday, because, I mean, you could bring Kvasim, you know, 10 days later, we said, you could bring the Nisakim to the Kvasim whenever you want. So there's no specific, it's got to be today's, and otherwise there's some kind of psul. There's no psul, it's exactly the same. Whenever you bring it, you bring it. I told you they were planning things this way, our brains. We're already starting. What, did you want a nice shoes? Why are you doing? What were you thinking? What were you looking forward to? Isn't that soothing? Sure, absolutely. The im balalan. I'm sorry. Aval einmar v'niske kvasim v'niske parim ve'elim. You can't, however, mix a different proportion of the niske kvasim of a 3-to-1 to niske parim ve'elim, which is 2-to-1. The im balalan elo b'fnei atzvan ve'elo b'fnei atzvan. If you started the belief. So if you mixed properly each one alone, so you've got the proper amount in each one proportionately, then if they mix, even if you shouldn't mix them, if nit arvu, then they're kosher. But if they had originally all been mixed together, and you took the requisite oil for the parim elim kvasim with the requisite yisrael not of the parim elim kvasim, then you did a complete mess of things, because you made the wrong type of yisrael, and it has to be roi for the correct bila. Now, the keves, there's one unusual case, and that is the keves that comes together with the omer. We're going to darsh this at the Pasuk of the Gemara. The mincha, that is to say the solid proportion, is kaful. But the liquid proportion, so in other words, b'shteya sonim, the liquid proportion, however, was not kaful, so neither the shemen nor the yayin was kaful. Lo hayu nesachav kifuli. Ask the Gemara, how in the world? The Mishnah is suggesting that you could simply take the Niske Parim, the Niske Be'elim, it says Ma'arvim, Ma'arvim L'chatchila. How can you do that? We learn from the Pasuk, V'hiktiro HaKohen HaMizbech. Hiktiro is specifically it. What is a hiktiro? And it is a hiktir. Because it's coming to teach me that each korban has to be treated individually. And you don't bring a kidney with a kidney. Here's two kidneys. It's ridiculous. So what are you saying now? Here's two benachot. I mean, why are we not giving the proper dignity to each one of these korbanot? Why does the Mishnah say you can do this v'chatchila me'arvim? That's a misread. In fact, ma'arvin means that if it was mi'urav, you can bring it. So it really is trying to say, im nit arvu ka'ama. Oh, no, because then the rest of the mission is going to get you into trouble. Because let's say the next piece that says, ein ma'arvin, which according to you would have to mean even b'di'avad, right? So, ein ma'arvin niske kvasim niske porim ve'elim. Are you trying to tell me then, that means that even if it happened, it would be pasul b'di'avad. That's the only way to understand it, right? According to you. Zafil nidarvu namilo. But how do you understand the closing then of the Mishnah? The closing is that as long as balala ne'elo b'fnei atzman ve'elo b'fnei atzman, and then they got mixed, it would be kosher. That is b'di'avad. It would be kosher if they were mixed. Not that you can go ahead and mix them. But then that means that what we said before in the Reisha was referring to the lechatchila. So that's because what are you telling me all of a sudden? Im nitarvu. And where it said lechatchila mi'arvin. So I understand. What's the difference between the two? According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, mi'arvin doesn't mean mi'arvin. It means if they got mixed. And then you add, but as long as you did it separately, then if it got mixed, it would be kosher. You just said, what do you mean, if it got mixed? I don't need for it if to get mixed. I'd be able to mix it even lechatchila. So mechla the reish lechatchila ka'omar. Omer Abaye. Abaye says, no, there's actually two different issues over here. And that is the question of the yayin and its relationship to the particular mincha that it's being brought with. And that's the point. What we're trying to say over here when we say ma'arvin, it means ma'arvin yayin, even the chatchila, if the solet and the shemen was mu'urav. So in other words, once the menachot have gotten mixed, and that's true, that's accidental, they got mixed. Now the wine no longer has to be kept separate. You can bring the wine, pour the wine together, and because the mincha itself is already mixed. So that's what it's saying, ma'arvin, the liquid part, which is the yayin, if the solet and the shemen was mixed. This is a minchat nesachim. A minchat nesachim has yayin. Not the yayin with a minchat, the yayin with the next guy's minchat. The yayin with the next guy's yayin. You have two components. You have the solid component to put on the Mizbeach. That's the Shemen Mikvah. And then you bring the wine, which is the liquid. Now you have two separate carbonas, or 100 separate carbonas that are being brought. There's a bunch of wine that's lined up. You can pour them all out together from one big pour. Yeah. As long as the other ingredients were missed. Right. Otherwise, you have to keep them separate.
The same person.
Doesn't matter. Well, otherwise, you'd have to keep them separate. Ask him, wait. You have to keep the yayin separate. You don't have to keep the yayin separate, even if it wasn't mixed. Where do we have this problem of mixing, that you're not supposed to be ma'arev, the keves with the porim and the ale? That's only the solet and the shemen, because the solet and the shemen have different proportions. But the yayin is exactly the same, so you can mix it. Is that not saying lechatchila? Even if it didn't get mixed, it's saying b'me devar mamurim that we're makbid not to mix. So how can you say that the yayin is mixable, but only in a case where the mincha already got mixed? It's mash, we can mix the yayin right up front. Says Abai, okay, let me polish that a little bit, okay? There's another issue over here. Hokikama. If I already brought the mincha part, so I brought the solet and the shemen, nothing got mixed, okay? That's what that's referring to. You can then mix the wine. Because there's no concern, once the mincha has been taken care of, there's no concern for keeping the wine separate because nothing can go wrong. But if I was not as yet maktir, now kicks in what I said. If it was already mixed up in the solid ingredients, so then the wine can also be mixed up. But if they were not mixed up, keep the wine separate. Not because there's really an important reason to keep the wine separate. It's just if we let you mix the wine, you're going to think that you can mix the whole deal. And you can't, as we said. So if there's nothing left to ruin, either because it's already been brought on the Mizbeach or because it already fell into each other, was mixed, then there's no point in keeping the yayin separate. But in the event that neither has it been brought on the Mizbeach, nor has it been mixed, then ein ma'arav. And why? Diyamati, the ruvi sod of Hashem lechatchila, because somebody may make the error of thinking that you can actually mix the wine. If you can mix the wine, you can also mix the solet and the shemen. Richie, as you know, the borders are in bad shape today. I warned you not to go to the Golan.
We have no borders. We all want the 6-7 borders. We just want July 6-7.
You're telling me you as a Jew would be happy with July 6-7?
Yeah, I can see that.
Kebes. Haba ima omer. The next thing we said in the Mishnah was that even though we double the esronot to have two for the keves that's brought together with the omer, but it's the same amount of oil and it's the same amount of wine. Where do we learn that from? Well, in conjunction with the omer, when it says to bring the keves, the keves with the omer, rather, it says uminchato shnei esronim solet b'lulav hashemen v'nisko yayin revi'itayin. Of course, the revi'itayin, as far as the yayin is concerned, is the typical standard minchat desachim amount. One revi'it of a hin. Of course, not revi'it alun. One revi'it of a hin. So, since it says minchato shnei esronim, we from there learn that limit al keves abayim omer, that you have double the number of esronim kfula. Now you might think yochol kishem sheminchato kfula kach yeno kful. Perhaps also the wine should be double. Oh, it says beferish v'nisko yayin revi'itahin. That's standard. Ah, but that might be only the wine. You see. Because the wine isn't mixed together with the solet, so why would the Torah change the amount of wine? But once again, if we're concerned for proportions, if you're doubling the Isaron, it makes sense to double the proportion of the oil that's mixed with the Isaron and maintain at least the standard proportions, even though you're not maintaining the standard amount. So yochol lo yehiye no kaful, but that's because eino nivlal in minchato. You don't mix the wine with the mincha. Ava yesham no kaful, because you do mix it. She nivlal in minchato. Talmud lo. Therefore, continues the pasuk to say that this is the nisko yein revi'it ahim. Huh? Kol nechasav lo yu'al revi'it. Where does it say that? What did you see in the word nisko? Does it say niskam or whatever to say all of the nisachim? Nisko is the part that you're pouring, is the wine. Omer Rabbi Elazar, you got to be able to see it with your eyes. You can't hear it. It says v'nisko. You're right, but how's it spelled v'nisko? Spells Vinisco with a hey, okay? If you would have seen that word in front of you, how would you read that? Viniska. And yet the Torah insists to read it v'nisko. But what is that coming to tell me? It's coming to tell me that the niska, meaning the mincha's nesech, which is the shemen part of the mincha, should be the equivalent of the nisko of the yayin. And the yayin over here is said beferish, that it's revi'it, hayin. So if the yayin is revi'it, it's coming to tell me by using this mixed metaphor of zachar nekeva that the shemen is also a revi'it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I have an interesting piece of news for you. And that is, we had a very unusual case we discussed in Amud Aleph about an osham of a metzera where it was brought by Niyud. We said, well, you're still going to need to bring a minchat pesachim. Now, we never bring a minchat pesachim in an osham. So, well, we understood over there why we need special mention over here and so on, either as a model or to tell me lo chos ha-tera alav. What happens if the Asher Metzorah doesn't serve as an Asher Metzorah? And it was brought shelo lishmo. So when that Asher that was supposed to be an Asher Metzorah is brought shelo lishmo, the Metzorah himself is going to need another Asher to allow him to escape from his Tumas Tzaraz. Nonetheless, the Asher shelo lishmo isn't possible. Now, the question is, if it isn't possible, that means we're bringing it as a carbon. When we're bringing it as a carbon, do you think we bring it as a standard asham without nesachim? Or do we bring it as if it were an asham mitzvah with nesachim, despite the fact that it's not being martyred in mitzvah? Huh? Now, what do you say about that one? Huh? This is a good question. I'll tell you what the din is. You got to bring nesachim, and I'll tell you why. If you don't bring nesachim, then you can't bring it at all. Because you got to ask yourself, why am I bringing this carbon asher? Can you bring a carbon asher out of the blue? No. You can bring a nedava and asher? Absolutely not. I mean, remember the whole din of shelo lishmo. Where do we learn that from? Back in the beginning of Zvachim, on the first page. Im kamosh nadarta, fine. Ve'im lav nedava tiyeh. Kasher nadarta l'ashem nedava. Correct? Well, I can't bring an asham as an adav. I got news for you. Therefore, if this asham is being brought, then it's only being brought as an asham mitzvah. So you're saying, but what do you mean? It's no good for the asham mitzvah. Hold on a minute. It's no good to make him free of the need to bring an asham mitzvah. But it's still an asham mitzvah being brought shelo lishmo. You can't confuse that with a regular asham, because what would a regular asham be doing here? Therefore, if you're not going to bring the Sakhim, it's because you're insisting it's a regular Asham. Well, man, if you're insisting it's a regular Asham, then you get it out of here, because you're not allowed to bring it. So if, therefore, Iyata American, if you're going to say that it doesn't, then Pesalato, you just made it puzzle completely. And you can't bring it to the Mizbeach at all. Says Rabbi Nashabar, God, and now hold on a second, if that's the case, you could say that with every special use carbon, okay? Let's take the one we just spoke about, the keves that is brought with the omer, right? Now, if you bring a keves and you shecht it at shelo lishmo, is it good as the keves that's brought with the omer? No. But according to your logic, Rabbi Yochanan, let it be brought as the keves with the omer would have been brought, with the double mincha, because after all, what is it doing here? It must be that it is the keves with the omer, it's just broken. So you can bring it even though it's broken, but then it has to be brought the way it needs to be brought. So we should double the mincha, okay? Because in Miyad Olga came, we're going to ask you, what the heck is doing here? So Pesalato. How about the Tamid Shel Shachar? You shecht the Tamid Shel Shachar Shelo Lishmo. How do you bring your Tamid Shel Shachar usually? No, oh, you have two Kohanim carrying the Shnei Gezerei Etzim and so on. So we one Kohen carrying the Shnei Gezerei Etzim as opposed to the Tamid Ben Arba, you've got two Kohanim. So Yeton Shnei Gezerim B'Kohen Echad. I mean, after all, if you're not going to treat it like a proper Tamid, which it isn't, but you're claiming that's the only thing you can do with it, so then you have to ask yourself, oh, what is this doing here? So Imato Omekein Pesalato. Same logic, okay? The Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, the Shechet of Shelo Lishmo. It's no good. You're going to have to bring another, but I mean, it's not Arlo L'Shem Balim. The Tzibur will have to bring another one. But Rabbi Yochanan says, but it's not possible, is it? Okay, so you're going to bring it. How are you going to bring it? I mean, this is madness. You're going to bring it with two Kohanim, holding Shnei Gezerim. See, everybody's going to look at you like you're crazy. And you're bringing it like that. And Yeton Shnei Gezerim, B'Shnei Kohanim, by the same logic, Shimata Omer Kain, Basalato. Says Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, that's right. You got it, baby. Ein achinami. That's absolutely the case. What's the big deal? You'd have to do it that way. I took this as an example, the Asher Metzorah, but same thing would have been true over there also. So that I'm bringing you one example. Look, it's a wild example because it's even crazier than the other cases because it violates the typical duty of the Yasha to bring the Nes. So I'm trying to point out to you something really weird, okay? But of course, I mean, use your brains, apply it to the other cases. Abaya says, no, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan would have said. Sorry, Abaya says, Omar Abaye, yes, so in Achinami, and Chodaminayo Nakat. Indeed, he's only choosing one of the above. And the correct nusach, obviously something's wrong with this because you said Enoch Inami before. The correct nusach would be De Omer Abaye. Enoch Inami De Omer Abaye. Chodeminayon Naka. Rabbi Yochanan brought one example of the cases before. Rabbi Abba says, there's no, what are you talking about? There's no comparison. The whole point was that Rabbi Yochanan was saying, Iata Omer Ken Pesalato. Why? Because there's no such thing as an asham that you're bringing for no reason. But the cases that you're bringing, kvasim for a shlamim, tell me there's no such thing, or for an oiler, excuse me, for an oiler, there's no such thing as a kevis to be brought as an oiler as a gift? Why not? And the tamid shel shachar, I can't bring an oiler as a gift? Somebody's going to say, oh, what is this doing here? We decided to bring this as a gift. Well, what's your problem? So even though with shalol shmo, it's kosher. Why would I bring shnei tzirei etzim with a gift? The only issue that Rabbi Yochanan was raising was because it's such a crazy example of an asham. What are you doing with an asham here? You want to treat it like an asham, a typical asham, then I'm going to ask you, okay, what is this coming for? Nothing. Then don't bring it. That's the difference. So Bishlam Ahanach, all the other cases you mentioned, the kevis that's bought together with the omer, the tamid shel shachar, those are olot. And ilo chazal olat chovav. You're telling me it's no good. You're right, it's no good. But it's still right to be an olat nedava. Sibor brings olat nedava all the time. That's a kayetz ha-mizbeah. But over here, that's unique case of the asham of etzera. Ilo mukvit like the milta. If you're not going to call it an asham mitzera, what are you going to call it? An asham nedava? Asham nedava mi'ika? Is there such a thing as an asham nedava? No. And in fact, Tanya Kabatei de Rabbi Yochanan, we learn precisely as Rabbi Yochanan says, Asham Mitzora, Shushachato Shalal Lishmo, this case, or another psul. Let's say you didn't take the dam of the Asham to put on the Bahonot of the Mitzora. Therefore, you're going to have to bring another Asham anyway. So what do you do now? You still bring it. And here's the critical point. V'ton Nesachim, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. He came to it mitzad ha-svari, the Braita must have had the same svara. V'tzorech Hashem Acher la-hatiro. Is it an Asher Mitzora? Yes. Is it an Asher Mitzora that was matir him? No. And it's a mistake to think that the impact of the carbon is necessarily the definition of the shame of the carbon. If a carbon is nifsal, that doesn't mean it isn't what nifsal from achieving its ends. It doesn't mean, if it's still kosher, that it gets a different shame carbon. It is so-and-so the mitzora's asham mitzora. Except that so-and-so the mitzora has to bring another asham mitzora. What is so crazy about that? So he needs another asham to be matir and to get out of his tzoras to be coming into the machna, and so on. Chatziluk shemen l'toda, how do we know that? Tanya Rabbi Akiva mermata mudomar bashemen, bashemen, shnei pa'amim, we have chalot matzot v'lot bashemen, rikikei matzot, meshuchim bashemen, what do I need that for? Because, ilo l'nemar ala bashemen achad, then I would have said, treat now, izlach meteida kekolam in achot, lulu. Now that it says bashemen, bashemen, it becomes a riboy achar riboy, ve riboy achar riboy, ela l'ma'et, which means cut it down from the lug into a half a lug. What are you talking? Riboy acha riboy. I don't see any riboy acha riboy. I see one case given and then a riboy after. That's one riboy. Why don't you double the shemen? Chad riboyu. Restate that like this. Ella. Ilu lo ne'amar b'shemen at all. I would have already known myself. Then why is it going to be any different than any minachot, okay? You need to bring an isoran. You need to bring a lug. Achshav shenemar b'shemen b'shemen now becomes riboy achar riboy, ein riboy achar riboy elo lema'et miato akatuv l'chatzi alug. Now you might think that that chatzi lug is split three ways between the chalot and the rikikin and the revucha. Kishu omer yet a third shemet with the solit morbechet chalot b'lolot b'shemen at the end of the pasuk. Now what do I need that for? She'ein dabud lomar, which I would have known from the chavitim anyway, comes to tell me, add shemen to the revucha, which means split the chatziluk shemen, give half of it for chalot rikikin, and half of it for the revucha. Omer le Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Akiva, You can try doing this all day long. You met Amarba Kalayam Kulo, Bashemen, Bashemen. You got the wrong audience. And any Shomelacha. It happens to be a Chatziluk Shemen La Toda, Revit Shemen La Dazir, Achadis Sayyom Shabay Nida La Nida, is all Allah Lamashmi Sinai. Beloga Yamode, Tanar Abonan, Bimitzora Ani, Chetiv, Dafka Veisaron, Balul, Beluk. So that teaches me, and Isaron always goes with a look. And that's the Chachomim in our Mishnah. 60 Yisrodot, 60 look. Rabbi Nechemia v'Rabbi Eliezer Omrim, Afilu Mincha, Shel Shishim Yisronim, in Leluga, read the Pasuk clearly. It says, La Mincha v'Log Shamen. Rabbi Nechemia v'Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yaakov, what do they do with the fact that it says, Yisron v'Log, my Avdilei? What do you mean, my Avdilei? For what the Pasuk is coming to teach me, of course. That you need to bring a luk shemen, amarachmana, light echad yisaron like a mincha. Whereas the Chachomim say, why would I need a pasuk to tell me that? Lagufi lo tzarech. I mean, if a mitzora asher requires shalosh karbanot brought together with shalosha esronot, so then if you've taken out two out of the three, then you're left with two, taking out two out of the three with the esronot, which leaves you with one. So achad echad korban chad yisaron, right? No, not right, says Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, because Yitzchak. So maybe we let him off of the mincha completely, right? And he shouldn't bring a mincha klal. The Rabbanan say, we've heard of such a thing. Megamri, but lo ashkechan. Now, according to Rabbanan, what is la mincha v'luk shaman doing there? If that very pasuk tells me yisaron v'luk shaman. So my avdilei, that's something else. That's coming to tell me that if somebody's, that they've mincha lo yifchot midavar haton luk, which is, of course, an isaron. Whereas Rebbe Elazar Yaakov says, sure, I agree, but the tartishmat mina. Shisha lapar, arabal ayah, shosh lakevas, all built on minolan, from an understanding of the value of a hin, niskeem, chatziayin yelapar, shlishitayin the ayah, revitayin lakevas, so on. So a hin is treso lungin havyan, and that I know from Shemen Zayat hin on the one hand, and on the other hand, Shemen Mishchat Kodesh, he has Zeh, Lila Dorotechem, Zeh, Begimatria Tracer Havion. Shlon Shemem Echsel Venora, giving a Chatzilug Lokol, Ner Minanimile. The Tanna Rabbanan, since the Torah says, Yarochoto Aron of Anav, Mierabad Boker, Lefne Hashem, it must maintain La Kamidata, Shete Doleket, Vaholechet, Mierab Ad Boker, Dabar Acher, Mierabad Boker, and Lachavadashi Kishira, Mierabad Boker, Elazobilvad. Now, given that information, we can experimentally discover, as the Chachomim did, that Shiaro Chachomim Chatziluk Miurta Ve'atzafra on the longest nights. Now, Ikiri Amri, the way they did the experiment was Milamala Lamata by subtracting what was left. Ve'ikiri Amri Mimata Lamala by adding fuel as necessary, Shiaro. So, Madiyama Mimata Lamala Shiaro, it's because the general rule is don't throw around money. And HaTorah Chasa Mamonam Shal Yisrael Man Diyomar Mimala Lamata Shiaru Inaniyut Bimakom HaShirut Mi'arvin Niskei Parim B'Niskei Elim Niskei Kvasim B'Niskei Kvasim Min Shayochid B'Shal Tzibur Shoyom B'Shal Emesh, because you can bring your Niskei B'Afilu Adasra Yamim Aval Ein Larvin Niskei Kvasim B'Niskei Parim Ve'Elim. But if you were first to bowl them Elu V'Nei Atzmam Elu V'Nei Atzmam, and then they were nitarvu, so then they were kasher. But imad shalobala would be pasul. Hakeves habayim haomer, afa pishim in chatokfula, lo ayunizachav kfulim. Okay, so now the problem is that it seems to be saying here that you can be ma'arev even al chatkhila, but v'ramino v'iktiro, min shalo ye'arev chalavim v'chalavim. Omer Rav Yochanan, it doesn't mean l'chatkhila, it means im nitarvu. So then when you could see, continue on, you say, Ein ma'arvin, kvasim, b'parim ve'elim, that would mean that even b'di avad would be possible. I feel b'di anami lo. But if the Seifa says, I mean, if Tani Seifa, bolalon, first, elef le'atzman, elef le'atzman, elef le'atzman, and then they were mit'arev, that then they would be kasher b'di avad, and only then, so then when the Reish is saying ma'arvin, with the other meaning, it was saying, even le'chatchila ka'amar. Ooh, Amr Rabbi, that it's true, but that wasn't referring to the mincha part. That was referring to the yayin part. So we come ma'arvin the lechatchila the yayin if the salat and the shemen was mixed. So you're telling me Yenam, you can't be Mabolo the Yayin Lechatchila? I can't be Ma'arev? But as far as Yayin is concerned, we don't care. And you can be Ma'arev of the Yayin. Let me polish that a little bit. Heichadu huktar already, the solar to Shem, without a tarovet, fine, but it's not here in front of you. So ma'arvim, that's true. You could be ma'arvim me'ayin lechatchila. But if it was lo huktar, then if nitarev sotam v'shamnam, ma'arvim, meaning the yayin. V'im la v'in ma'arvim, because v'gzera, if we allow you to ma'arv the yayin, d'yom ha'ati le'arubi sotam v'shem lechatchila. Keves habayim ha'omer, turn around, but how do we know the Eila, the Keves, the Keves Keter, the Omer, has a double size mincha? Minchato shnei asronim, limed ala Keves habayim ha'omer, shem minchato kefula, yoko keshem shem minchato kefula, kach yeino kaful, tamud lomar, v'nisko yayin revitahim. Yoko lo yeino kaful, but for obvious reasons, it's not nivla lama mincha. But of course, the shemen should still be prorated, and it should be kaful, because it's nivla with a mincha that is kaful. Talmud lomar v'niska, all the nisachim, lo ye'al revi'it. Huh? How do you see that from by Talmud? Well, where does it say that? Omar Rabbi Elazar, look at the word. The word is written as if it says v'niska. And it's pronounced as if it says v'nisko. So that tells me the niska, referring to the feminine mincha, is the same as the nisko of the yayin. Just like the yayin is a revi'it, the shemen is also a revi'it. Omrev Yochanan, Asham Mitzorash Shechator Shelo Lishmo, is still going to require Nisachim and not be brought like a standard Asham. It's brought as if it's an Asham Mitzorah. Because Ima Iata Omre came, you just threw it out, okay? Pesalato. Matgul Ramanasha Bargada. I mean, by that logic, the Keves Habayim HaOmer, which was Shechator Shelo Lishmo, should require Mincha Kvula. And it's same logic. Can you ask yourself, what is this doing here? Bisalato or Tomisho Shachar. We shechted it Shalot Shmo, so we'd have to bring it with Shnei Gzira Etzim, with one Kohen, Bisalato, Tomisho Ben Arbay, Shechted Shalot Shmo, by your logic, Yeton Shnei Gzirim, Bishnei Kohanim, Imiyat Omerke Bisalato. Well, that could be true. Enochinami, Diom Rabaye. And was an example of a class of objects. Rabbi Abba says, what class of objects? It's completely different. All the examples you brought were all olot, right? So who cares if we treat it as the ola that it was meant to be or not? If it's not chazil olat chova, it still could belong here as an olat nedava. But over here, if this asham, Ilom Mukmet Lebemilta is the Asher Mitzora. What is it? An Asher Nadova? There's such thing as an Asher Nadova. Mi'ika? Tanya Kavadir Rabbi Yochanan, Asham Mitzora. Jezachator Shalom Lishmo. O Shalom Natan Midama Agabi Bahonot. Arezo Lolagabi Mizbeach. But it's still going to be Ton Nesachim. Now, as far as the Mitzora is concerned, he's going to have to buy another Asham. Lahatirom. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. So left foot first, and that's exactly where we're holding that pay test on the two lines right on the top. Hatsi lub shemen leteda. So the Mishnah says, what was the Hatsi lub used for? The Hatsi lub was used to measure the shemen for the teda. Tanya Rabbi Akiva Ramata lud lomar ba shemen shnei pa'amim. Why does the teda repeat when it comes to the korban, to the lechem, the teda? It says twice by the chales, it says chales matzes, which are beluas b'shamen, and by rekikin, it also says rekikin matzes b'shulchan b'shamen. So I just say it twice, because ilun and le'ema, ela b'shamen echad, hayiti omer arehu kichol ha'menachot. Look, had it only said once, b'shamen, I would have said that
What you should do is you should use a full lug for the various lachmei teda. Achshav shekatav bashemen bashemen, avi ribui acha ribui. Now we have our klal that a repetition of a ribui is actually a miut. Then ribui acha ribui ela lema'et, and therefore miato akatuv lechatzi lug. So what has happened is the Torah splits it down to chatzilug. Of course, we have our other chatzilug for the matzahs, but here we're talking about the lechem. And therefore, the Mishnah says we use the chatzilug. So ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? Ribu yach ribu. Where is it? Ribu yach ribu. You yourself just said if it had only said one shemen, I would have said it was like every mincha. No. So it means the first shemen is just the din, it's not a ribui. So if it mentions shemen again, so then that's a ribui. So you should be marah but not two lugim. Why did you get a ribui off a ribui? Oh, you're right, I said that wrong. Let's start again. Suppose I hadn't mentioned shemen at all. I would have said, the lachmai teda, a mincha, like any other mincha, I should use a lug. Achav shenema bashemen bashemen twice having ribui acharibui and ribui acharibui olamayit, which means miato akatuv lachatzilug. Now, you might think that this chatzilug should be used evenly for all three minim chalos, rakitin and revucha, since kishua amet bashemen revucha she'im tamad lomar. It isn't really necessary now for us to have a bashemen again mentioned by the Ravucha. Why then does it say Shemen by Ravucha? Shemtah begomah. Riba Shemen Ravucha. It's coming to tell me additional Shemen is to be used for the Ravucha. Okay, so maybe Chatziluk Shemen. Do you bring a Chatziluk? Chotzehu. Chetzel Chalot Rukikin. Chetzel Ravicha. Which means that we give double the amount for Ravicha, which of course, as the Rambam defines, is actually the nature of the word Ravucha means that it has more Shema. Well, not everybody agrees with that. Omer la Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Akiva. I don't give a hang in the Tamar by calling him Kula, Bashemen, Bashemen. You could keep quoting me your Bashemen, and you show me how it makes no difference to me. Chatziluk Shemen Lataiva, Revia Shemen Lanazir, and Achadasar Yom Shebe Nida Lanida are linked to me in a single Messiah that I was given out of Bashemi Sinai. I don't need to know where you find a mocker in the Torah for it, because it's a local man to be seen as straight out. No, but he's saying, what are we looking for the more? But it's a local man to be seen as sometimes you can find a mocker, not. I don't need it. If you would have told me Chatzi, if you would have told me Shemin isn't Ribui after Ribui, you would try to be mired by Luke Shemin, I wouldn't listen to you anyway. But look, I am Mildeit. Now, when we come to the Mitzera, so that was the one of the things that the lug said. That we said, sorry, when it comes to the normal mincha, the lug ayamadet b'kolam minocha, said the Mishnah. How do we know it? When it comes to mitzera, it's an rabbana b'mitzera ani ksiv isaron b'lul. Now, what we have over there, of course, this was the mocker of all of our drasha all along. It says over there, Yisaron, probably should quote the whole pasuk over here. Yisaron soles achad balul bashemen. And here, this pasuk ends with the word la mincha baluk shemen, which is what we had dashed before, originally in the Mishnah. If you hold that there's only a luk shemen for any mincha, it says la mincha baluk shemen. It's fine. But he's dashing now, the Tanakami here is dashing the Yisaron that is mentioned at the beginning of the pasuk. V'yisoron seles echad balul bashemen lamincha v'luk shemen, which tells me that there should always be limit alas yisoron, that every yisoron requires luk shemen shaton luk divekakon. And Rabbi Nechemia, who argues, we saw, and Rabbi Eliezer, they both say apilu mincha shoshishim esronim ima eleluga. The Tana Kama, just like in our Mishnah, said that you prorate the amount of oil for each Yisaron as one lug. You go up to a maximum of Shishim lug, which is Nivla, and that's it. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care if you bring Shishim lug, and that's the maximum, because more than Shishim you can't mix. Again, the Shitas, you can't mix with enough oil. If you hold it like the other Shita, you can't mix them. There's something about that size And this Rashi brings both pshat and elsewhere. So lamimcha v'luk shemen, they darshan, as we saw earlier, since the pasuk ends lamimcha v'luk shemen, it tells me a mincha gets a luk shemen, period. So what do they do with the isarain balul that we darshan? Isarain seles echot balul bashemen lamimcha. So doesn't that imply that the luk shemen that's mentioned afterwards is a remez to the isarain of a mincha? What do they do with that? Aisarn balul v'lug mayavidlay. What do you mean, mayavidlay? It's a normal pasuk. The pasuk says, the Metzorah brings Isarn tzelas achad balul b'shem. I don't understand. What's wrong with telling me that halacha? How do you know that a Metzorah ani, who brings along with his asham mitzvah, let's just get the halacha straight, by the way. Remember, because we're going to need this, remember that the tzura of the Metzorah is he's got three korbanos to bring. Besides the mincha, there's an asham and there's a chatas, and there's another one. Now, if he can afford it, he brings three animals. Okay, so he brings pussy. Besides those three animals, there's a mincha. Now, the chora, the mincha, is linked to the three animals because he brings shlosha esronim. So apparently, he's bringing one isarin per kevitz, and that's his korban mincha. What happens with the ani is that instead of his ayla and chatas, he brings instead ofes. So one becomes an ayla, one becomes a chatas. Now ofes don't take esrein. So what happens is that his mincha becomes one isorin, which is for his asham. His asham mitzvah requires a mincha of an isorin service. Now, the assumption was, and this is why the Tanakhama was taken to task, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Nehemiah, the assumption was that anybody who reads the pasuk would understand that if I'm going to take away two of the behemoths, then I'm going to take away two of the asrenas, because they were going to be together with the only korban that he's bringing, that's an animal, which is the asham mitzvah. But Rabbi Eliezer taines, no. How would I know bichlal that a mitzvah that's coming bedalus is chayav to bring a mincha at all? If the pasuk hadn't said beferish v'isarin seles echad bolu b'shem, so that's what it's coming to tell me. So therefore, they say I saw bolu b'shem. I have to look good thing. I need to know the kamarachmana leitechad isarin. What's wrong with the Torah telling us halacha without you going crazy about it? The Ida, but the Tanakh comment says no. Lagufei lo tell. What do I need a pasuk lagufei? Minigoli rachmana gavi mitzera arshir. Look. I know that a Mitzvah Asher, which is Mamash, the Psukim right before, it says three Korbanis, so he brings three Korbanis Kvasim, and he brings three Esronot to match those three Korbanis. So, I mean, doesn't it make sense to any idiot that if you're taking out two of those Korbanis, and the three required three, so Hachadachat Korban Chadison, if there's going to be one Korban left out of those three, namely the Asha Mitzvah, so it requires one Isaran. Why do I need a Pasuk? The whole Pasuk is extra. Therefore, the only meaning of that Pasuk is to tell me that every Isaran gets a Lug, no matter how many Isaranis you bring. The Edah, whereas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chinah say, no. It's, of course I need it. Why are you telling me that every Yidit would understand that? If the Torah anyway is letting him off the hook, the guy's poor. So he's letting him off the hook, but he doesn't have to bring his kvatsin for nail and for a chattis. So maybe it's letting him off the hook of the mincha b'chlal. So, ema loli boy mincha klal, maybe he shouldn't need any mincha at all. The Edok was a Tanakhama, said, whoever did such a thing? The gamer lashkacham. We never find a change when we take a guy off the hook, so maybe we should take off the whole dinim and the sakh of it. Why would we change the asher mitzera just because we're letting him off the hook on the chattis and nail? It doesn't make any sense. The Rabbanah is not, according to the Rabbanah, what's the meaning of Lamincha v'luk shamen? Since according to the Rabbanah, you don't really need to have now that extra piece by Avilei. No, that comes to tell me, Lamincha is to tell me that Alum is Svadig Mincha, Shalo Yivchot Midover Hatan Luk. It's telling me that any Mincha that you bring has to have a luk shamen. Out of which I learn, mind you, out of which I learned what requires a look. And he's sorry. If it wouldn't be for this, I wouldn't know that you're limited to bringing any sorrow. Suppose you're a very poor guy, so you say, I'd like to bring a chatzi sorrow for a mincha. How do I know that that's no good? This is the only place in which we find it. There's a concept of lemincha requires a lukshavet. The Edak, and how about according to Rabbi Leah? Fine, I have nothing against that. Meanwhile, you learn a mincha lukshavet. You learn, first of all, that a mincha is defined by a minimum of a lukshavet, and that every mincha amount of each sort requires a lukshavet. That's it. I don't care how many assurance there are. That's the lukshavet. There's no problem with me. I don't need to use the pasuk only for that and to say I can't learn out the lukshamen. You must admit it's a rather strange way of telling me the shir of Yisarim to talk about the lukshamen. That's why it's doing it this way. Then the Mishnah says, Shisha lepar, arba la'ayo, and shleisha lekeves. Now, how do we know that you're supposed to bring 6 lug of oil for a par, 4 lug of oil for an ayo, and 3 lug of oil for a kevis? By the way, the oil and the wine is linked. Because whatever is for one is for the other. In terms of kamuyot. This becomes important later on. Minolam, the activities came chatziyahin. Now, chatziyahin yelapa, okay? So, I mean, it's simple arithmetic. If a hin is tres halugin. Remember, that's my question. How do I know a hin is tres halugin? Hin is tres halugin, dechsiv. Shemen Zayit Hin, when it comes to the tzivui of the Shemen HaMishka, it says the Ferish HaHin, and then it's Merame Shemen Mishka's Kedesh Yezeh Lilodoro Techem, and that's the only place the Torah defines what a Hin is, Zeh. A strange way to define a Hin, since I can't see what the Zeh is, unless the Zeh itself is Merame to what it is. Zeh, the Gemashia Tresa HaHin. Since the only thing that we find mentioned in the Torah, the smallest shir mentioned that there is a lug, so it must be that 12 lug is a hin. Therefore, a half of a hin is 6 lug. A revius a hin will be 3 lug. Shlishis a hin will be 4 lug. And that's exactly what we give to our par, ayil, and kevis. Shleishu mechzah, then we have besacha kol for the menorah, shleishu mechzah, which is a chatzi lug l'kol ner. Minan emili, how do I know that? Why does the Torah say Me'erev Ad Boker? Because Teila Midata Shitei Nolekat V'Lechet Me'erev Ad Boker. First of all, from there we learn that we should select an amount of shemen for the menorah that will allow the menorah to burn Me'erev Ad Boker. Davacher Me'erev Ad Boker En L'Chavodah Shikshira Me'erev Ad Boker L'Zod Uvad. All the other avodas come to an end after in the Akrava of the Atomic Shabbat Arba'im, except for the Menorah. That does point out, and that's not necessarily speaking, that's not really true. I mean, we, first of all, we bring the Avarim all night long, and we do the Truma Sadeshen before the Boker. So, I mean, there are other things that's done. This is the point is that the Avarim are a continuation of what we're doing in the daytime. And the Truma Sadeshen isn't done the Arab, it can only be done right before the Boker. So basically, the only thing that I would say to do, if I hadn't done, by the way, the mitzvah is not to do it at that point, if I hadn't done it Bein Arba'im, then I would start doing it immediately, I would have a fear to do it in the Arab on Boker. And that, the only time we find that, is here. No, that, yeah, but that's after the Tommy Chabok, and that's other Kurt on that. It's fine. I get more confused than you do half the time, don't worry about it. So, the Chachomim figured that Chatzi Lug, what they did is they actually experimented. They found a Chatzi Lug, Miyot of Atzapah, that burns from the evening till the morning. And that burns in the longest night of the year. And so in the Mela, they were Mashiach to give it all year round that year. Now in the Yerushalmi, it says that the other nights, they would simply make larger ptilot, thicker ptilot, which would burn more oil. So, I mean, the truth is that this year, Me'erev Ad Boker, is...
What time of year?
No, the longest time of the year, yeah. Then there's the winter, the longest night, yeah. Exactly. the question is that what tefillah? So they have to say that they were mishayer with a tefillah, a tefillah benonit, and then adjusted it now after they were mishayer for long nights and for short nights. Now, ikri amre milamala lamata shiaro, ikri mata lamala shiaro. There's a machlokus as to how they did the estimation. That they begin the estimation by using extra oil. That would definitely be enough, say we use a look. And then we'll see what's left over. But the problem is that what's left over is going to be now pus or bulina. It has to be dumped. So, yeah, but it's going to have to be dumped. At this point, I won't be able to use it. So I'm wasting money. So should I start with less oil and add, which is sort of a cheapish way of doing things, or should I give it vadai what I have and then see, okay, I'd get away with, let's see how much I can get away with. So one on the Omar holds, and this actually brings out a very important nekuda, because all along we've seen that there's a contradiction in how we treat the Yanam of Hektish. On the one hand, we say, Ein aniyut v'makom ashirut, and we're profligate with our money. I mean, we'll throw out big deguna, which are quite expensive. When they get dirty, we won't clean them, and so on. On the other hand, we say, HaTorah chasah, mamon amshal yisrael. Now, those are contradictory. So the question over here is, which one takes precedence in something like this? The Tosfos points out, theoretically, you could have even used shem and chol to be mentioned. You didn't have to use the menorah. So apparently they did use the menorah, because it was a problem over the menorah. So that means that the hanhaga is the question, how do we look at this hanhaga? So one Mandi Omer says, Mandi Omer mimata lamala shiro atar chasarom anam shi. So it says, look, you start with the least wastage. You see, if you have to add, you add, but you don't waste. Lekat chiro. Mandi Omer mimala lamata shiro. Now, this of course requires an analysis of each ita, because here is the only place where we find that we actually have these two things locked against each other, and they are contradictory yisaitis. And the mice, it's very difficult to define. I mean, the Rishonim speak out, it seems, or the Achronim rather, speak out, it seems to be one of these Gedorim, something like Cholamoid, where the idea is left to the Chachomim as a matter of judgment as to where it's more of a pagam of looking cheap, and where it doesn't look so cheap that it's more kedai to save money and so on. But it's interesting, because I mean, obviously in everybody's life we have the same issues, right, all the time this comes up, and you see that there's judgment questions that are raised. Now, you can mix the various nesachim. Now, what this seems to be talking about is the actual seilas after it's been boiled. The reason that we'd be able to mix the par with the ayo is because proportionately you have the same amount of oil in each of them, which is two lugim per Yisaron, as it works out there. By the aisle, you have a shlish zayin, which is four lugim, for a two Yisaron thing, which shnei asarim la'ayim. Shlosha asarim la'par require chatzi ayin, which is six lug, which is again two per Yisaron. The problem is that when it comes to the keves, you have a different relationship. So anytime you bring kvasim, let's say you've got a keves for the musaf and a keves for the tamid. Can you mix the two kvasim together? Yes, you certainly mix the two kvasim, because two kvasim are the same. But could you mix them with other karbonis musaf? No, you can't, because you have shlosha lugim, but you only have one isarim. So there's more oil, there's more liquid, it's a looser mix in the keves, and therefore you're going to end up with changed proportions. If you put them together, some of the oil now will ruin the mix of the others. So we don't put them together. So the kvasim in this case, kvasim, yes. You can also mix shal yachid, b'shal tzibur. You can mix the nesachim that were meant to be brought today and are being brought for today with nesachim that were supposed to be brought yesterday. Because remember, you can bring the nesachim 10 days later also. There's no problem. You're not changing anything in terms of how long you're bringing it now. Aval, ein ma'arvim niskei kvasim niskei porim ve'elim. You cannot, however, mix the different proportions. Ve'im balalam, elo b'fnei atzmo, ve'elo b'fnei atzmo, v'nit arvu k'sherim. If you had mixed them before, what we saw this mandiyama before, the Tanakhama, actually the Rabbanim, they argued with Rabbi Yehuda. Remember we had a machlokas before, if a chorav becomes mu'urav and a balul, whether it's kosher. So it's going back to mandiyama if it's kosher, this would be exactly the case. But if you had never been balul it, then you got a problem. Because you can't do it now, because you're going to ruin one or the other. And even though balul is not ma'akev, but remember, call a roy labila, and bila makabes. But over here, it would be an roy labila, and because I can't do the bila now at this point, and therefore would be possible. Hakabes habayim ha'omer. We have a fascinating circumstance where the mincha of the keves that is brought together with the omer once a year occurrence has double the amount of mincha. So we have two esronot. However, lo ayu nesachav kfulim, you didn't make up for the extra yisarayim by adding extra oil. You still only use three lubim. And therefore you had a unique mixture, unique liquid level in the carbon of the ayin. Says the Gemara, v'rami. It says in the Pasuk, v'hikti ro. Now v'hikti ro means it. It's interesting that we have three different lashonas, depending on whether we're talking about a keves or an island or par. We have the hiktiru otam, we have so the hiktiru, then we have the hiktiro, and then we have the hiktirom. Depending on what we're talking about over there, referring also to all of the list of all of the things. From each one, we have to do the diet. And the hiktiro, always when put together in one word, the vav, it means it's got to be itself alone. Shelo ye'arev chalavim b'chalavim. You have to be mixed, be careful not to mix up the chalav of one carbon with the chalav of another carbon. And yet, over here, when it comes to the nesachim, it says we don't care if you mix it. Now, why would we? The Torah tells us not to mix. Undoubtedly, the same would be true for the nesachim. I mean, it's all listed there. And that's what's listed in the same Yitiro. So, why does our Mishnah say it's okay? Rabbi Yochanan says, you misunderstand the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean it's okay with Hatzila. The Mishnah is just saying, if it happened, it's okay. Im nitavu ka'ama. Says the Gemara, how can you say that? So then how do you understand the Mishnah? When it says, ein ma'arvin yitzchei kvasim yitzchei porim ve'elim. So then what are you going to say? That ein ma'arvin is the pshat b'di'avad? Because ma'arvin is b'di'avad. And you're saying it's kosher. So ein ma'arvin would mean b'di'avad, it would be possible, right? But the next piece in the Mishnah says that it's going to say for balal ha'meil b'fnei atzmo, b'fnei atzmo, b'nei sarv k'sherim. So it says the pharish that it's kosher b'di'avad, so then the ratio when it says that it's kosher has got to mean l'chatzila. So I don't understand how you could say that the Mishnah only means b'di'avad. So b'klal the ratio l'chatzila ka'amar. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, you know, I don't understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah wasn't referring to, specifically, the mincha itself. It was referring to the nesachim, the wine. And what it was saying is, ma'arvin yenam, only if nit'arev sultan v'shamna. If you ended up with a mixture of the solas v'shamna, which you're not supposed to do, but once that happens, we don't mind if you mix the yayin. But we do mind if you mix the yayin when it would come to a different type of carbon. Why? Different type, I mean that the mincha itself would have had a different proportion of shemen. Why? Because if you'll mix the wine, you may come to mix the actual mincha. If you mix the actual mincha of a keves together with a par, or with an ayo, then you run into trouble. So what the Mishnah was saying is, assuming that already the disaster had taken place, so to speak, as you were already in a b'dievet situation, said, okay, they didn't make a takana not to mix the wine. That's what it means. Well, wait a second here. You're saying that what? That lechatchila not? The hekad alo, it means like this. Let's take a look first. I'm not about that. Hekad ukter salta v'shadnan, ma'arvim yayin lechatchila. Hekad alo ukta, if you already didn't have the salas of Shadnan, there's no problem. If you have it now, se'im nit arvu, salta v'shadnan, ma'arvim nami yayin. V'im lav, e'im arvim. Why? Because of the Gezeira Gamati Lerube Salas Hashem Lechatchila. So the Mishnah indeed is based on the difference in proportion of the Shemen to the Seles, but it's not a reference directly to the Shemen and the Seles. It's a reference to a B'dievet situation in which because the Shemen and Seles is not meant to be mixed, therefore I don't mix the wine. If it was already mixed, so then I can mix the wine. But if I have a situation, however, where I have something that isn't meant to be mixed with law, over there we don't allow you to mix because of a takona, because then it'll cause a disaster even to the other, possibly, if you would mix keves with parva'ayo, assuming that it hadn't been bubbled before. Keves habayim ha'omer, the Mishnah asserted, is minchosa kfula in Seles, but not in Shemen. So we end up with three luk, for two isaron, a unique mixture. Tan Rabbanan, u'minchato shnei esronim. The Torah says the Ferish, that there's two esronim that are brought with this particular keves. Limed ala keves habayim ha'omer shiminchato kvula. Yorcho kishem shiminchato kvula kach yeino kaful. So you might think that the yayin and the same thing would be true of the shemen should be kaful. Tamudomar v'nisko yayin rivi itayim. Now, you might think, no, maybe that's only a din in the wine. Because after all, the yayin, yokolo, yayin, okofo, the yayin isn't mixed anyway. So why should we be machbilit? But the shemen, which is mixed, if we're going to not add shemen, we're going to end up with a completely different proportion of shemen to isorin. So maybe, lo yayin okofo, sheinu niflan nechoso. In this case, the shemen should be coupled, because after all, it's mixed together, it's bubbled with the mincha. Talmud lomar v'nisko. Nisko means kol nisachat lo yuhu ela revi'it. How do you see that from a nisko? My Talmud, where do you see that nisko means that you don't get it? Nisko just means whatever it is. Who's to say how much it is? I'm suggesting Vinisco is double. So I don't understand. No, because Omar Rabbi Elazar Ktiv Viniska Vikarinan Vinisco. The Torah spells Vinisco over here very strangely. It spells it with a he. We read it Vinisco. So what is it coming to tell me? Okay, sir. So the limud over here therefore is that Niska. The mincha is kinisko de yayin. It's coming to tell me. The nezach in this case of the mincha, that is to say, the shemen that's going into the mincha, is the equivalent of the other nezach, namely the yayin. Just like by the yayin it said, beferish rebi yitayin, av shemenami rebi yitayin, which is the standard for a teves. Three lugin of rebi yitayin. Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, I have a very interesting halacha. I kind of like this. An Asha Metzera is unique in that it requires Nisachin. Now, suppose you would check the Asha Metzera Shalei Lishma. What are you left with? We know that it's not possible, according to the Tanakhama, right? Because only a Chatas becomes possible Shalei Lishma. However, it's not Eilu Labali Meshem Chayva. Now, what are we going to do with this Asha? We have to continue to bring it, right? Like you're opening in the Gemara and Zvachim. I'm timing that you have to bring the Nesachim. Even though there's no such korban. Why? Because imat iata omer ken. If you don't bring it to the Nesachim, then essentially you just passed it. Because what are you going to do with it? You can't bring it for the Metzera, he's not going to be out to Yitzchiyah with it. But you can't bring it alone, there's no such thing as a, there's no Nedava. There's only a carbon asham as defined here for a Mitzvah Shalei Lishma. But that Korban was defined as having a Tzachim. If you're telling me, well, but you're not allowed to bring the Tzachim, then tell me I can't bring the Korban. I can't bring the Korban, and you might as well tell me that an Tzachim Shalei Lishma is possible. And whoever heard of such a thing? Nobody ever said an Tzachim Shalei Lishma is possible in this particular case. Therefore, must be you bring them the Tzachim anyway. Matkivla Rabbanashiv Agada. So Rabbanashiv Agada asked him, Lamiata Kevitz HaBoyim HaOmer. He said the same thing. You have a kevet that's boim ha'omer. Okay, you shechted it shelo lishma. So now I should need to bring a minchase kvula. It's a unique carbon. And it has double the amount of solet to the shemen. So I should have to do that. Because if you say, well, whoever heard of such a thing can't bring such a thing. If it's not being brought with the omer, this isn't going to be yotzi with the omer. Shema tinyata omer kein. Pasalto, you could tell you. I have another example. What about the Talmud Shel Shachar? Talmud Shel Shachar has unique halachas, namely that it has to be brought together with Shnei Gzirei Yitzim, right? And the Torah is Matbir, that has to be one Kayin that does all of the Avedas, so Talmud Shel Shachar, Shachar Shel Shmo. So now what's the din? It's kosher. So then you should have to bring Shnei Gzirei Yitzim with it. Whoever heard of a Korban bringing two Gzirei Yitzim? That's what you should have pointed out. And you should have to be brought with one coin. Because if you don't allow him to do it that way, it's possible, because whoever heard of such a kevis? And it doesn't have been arbain, the same problem, except you need two coins. If it was shech to shalom shmo, you don't shnei zirim b'shnei coins, because by the baboker, it says, ubir aleh ha-koin baboker, etzim baboker baboker. Bir is loshen yofi. By the ben arbain, it says ubir, but it says v'orchu alav. So far, who is two kohanim should be oref b'shnei zirei etzim. So why didn't he mention those cases? V'him tema, if you're going to tell me enoch inami, you're going to try to tell me, okay, fine, so those cases also. He didn't say those cases. Why did he say those cases? He expects us to be intelligent enough to understand that if that's the din of an Asher Mitzvah, so undoubtedly it's the same idea with the Kevet that's Boim HaOmer, or the Tamish HaBein HaBayim, or if it's any place where you have a unique type of carbon, if it's brought Shalot HaShmo in a way that doesn't possible it, you'll have to continue to treat it with its own unique way. That was the point that the Gemara made in the beginning as well, just because it's possible Shalot HaShmo doesn't mean you have a right to change any of its din. So, you won't change any of its din. Rav Amar, Rav says, no, please, of course he meant only this case. Because Bishlei Mahana violates Dinu, for heaven's sakes. All of the examples you brought, the Talmid Shel Ben Arbayim, the Talmid Shel Baker, the Kevet that's being by Ma'im, all of those cases, no, it's not necessarily, thank you very much, all of those cases are Eilis. If you can't bring them for what they're meant to be, you can bring them as an Adama. So they're kosher, bring them as an Eilis. What are you going to do with Kivsei Atzeres? There's no such thing as a Shalomim Shal Tzibur that comes as an Adama. It's unheard of. But there is an Adama that's a Kayetar Mizbeach. So we don't have any problems. Why would Rabbi Yochanan have said about the other Karbonas? The other Karbonas, you bring them like you would any Eila. Why should you change anything and give them anything special? They become a regular Eila. But the Kivsei Atzeres, the relationship to the Mitzvah, however, over here, is that you don't have such a thing as an Asham that's going to be brought as a gift. So if you can't bring it as an Asham Mitzvah, you're stuck. The only thing that you can do is you bring it as an Asham Mitzvah, except the Mitzvahs are going to be okay with it. So Bishan Anachar Eilis Ninu. Ilo the Chazul Eilas Cheva, Karvil Eilis Nidava, Elohacha. Ilo Mukris Leibimil say, in this case, if you don't have it be what it was, namely, an Asher Mitzvah, and an Asher Mitzvah requires the Nesachim that it has, what are you going to do with it? Asher Nadava Mi'ika? What, are you going to find an Nadava to bring? There's no such thing. And remember that the whole Mokar was, in Kamashin Adarta, Nadava. So if it's not Kamashin Adarta, bring it as an Nadava, we darshan. But that can't be true of an Asher. Unless the Torah is defining this as a specific carbon. Tanya Kavata Torah. The Yosef indeed, we find the bright says the parish. Asher Mitzvah Shishavta Shalom Shema. Oh, Shalom Tami Damo Agabi Bahainais. In any case where I parcel the Yosher Mitzera in a way that it won't be Miotse the Mitzera, but I don't pass it for the Mizbeah. I raise you all the God of the Mizbeah. Of course it's put on the Mizbeah, but it's telling the Sachem, which is a very unusual situation for an Asher. What about the Mitzora? The Mitzora, Tzara, Hashem, Akhil, Atira. He's going to have to bring another Asher. And this Asher is the equivalent of a new thing, an Asher, which is treated as if it's an Adava, but is given the specific dinim of the Fiyuvim that the Mitzora would have otherwise had. It's a brilliant new thing. Live and learn. There you have it.